This call is being recorded.
This is John Hargrave from Bitcoin Market Journal, and we're talking with Jessica Rodella, our expert analyst, and we're talking about Zcash. Jessica.
Great, thank you. So Zcash's claim to fame is that it is an enhancement and improvement of Bitcoin with anonymity. So essentially acting as a peer-to-peer crypto digital currency that uses decentralized blockchain to provide privacy. This was a hard fork of Bitcoin, and the customers would really be anyone that wants to send a transaction privately or publicly. And the value behind this is that it allows transactions to be published on the blockchain, but it keeps the sender, receiver, and transaction amount private. So it's fully fungible, which basically means that the coins have no prior history and differentiation of source is nearly impossible. So these are things that people really value and are looking for. It's a completely new market. And when we look at the economics behind this, a lot of players entering the field. Again, a lot of substitutes. If individuals don't really care about privacy, they can easily use any of the other peer-to-peer currencies out there. They could stick with Bitcoin. They can, you know, leverage Ripple. Other substitutes exist, so mass adoption is going to be key here. It is decentralized, and when we look at industry rivalry, again, Monero is another big name on the market that focuses on privacy. So differentiation is going to be key, and when we look into some of the competitive advantage and the management team, we might see really some differentiators for Zcash. So when we look at the technology, like I mentioned, this is a fork of Bitcoin. They use something called ZK-SNARK. Which essentially is a zero knowledge proof of construction. And that's kind of their consensus mechanism behind it. So they are known as the first open and less permissive crypto to protect transactions using the ZK-SNARK proof. And so this is a technology that's really interesting. They're the pioneers in the field. And Ethereum is even looking at implementing aspects of this to enhance their privacy on their own platform, which is really cool. And the zero knowledge proof itself came from MIT. So this is something that's got, you know, it's been peer reviewed. There's a lot of buzz around it. When we look at the context and network, Zcash has many from MIT. They have the Zcash Foundation, and they're also partnered with JP Morgan. So that's pretty impressive network. When we look at the management team, you know, the founder is Yuko Wilcox. He has over 20 years of experience with decentralized systems and has worked in InfoSec and cryptography, so he's really well-rounded. When we look at the technical team, they have professors from really, you know, high universities. They have UC Berkeley, Johns Hopkins, MIT, as well as advisors from both Bitcoin and Ethereum's team, so that's great. When we look at the integrity, you know, the only negative, I've seen two negative things on here. One is that people don't like the name, which is, you know, I mean, take that with a grain of salt. But the other is that they have a few partnerships with some digital currency media outlets in the crypto space. So some people are concerned that this might be a product of corporate greed and, you know, it's not set up as an open source community. It's set up as a company and they've implemented a tax on mining rewards. They call it founders rewards. So they haven't really disclosed much on how much goes to certain investors and officers of a company. So that's, when we look at the integrity, a couple things that might be questionable. But again, nothing, you know, concretely negative around that, just something to take with a grain of salt. When we look at the token, yes, token is required. This is a peer-to-peer currency. The value add is that it's got the privacy features. It is decentralized, and the token supply is capped at 21 million. You can buy Zcash on many public exchanges. It is a functioning product. And when we go to the startup strategy, again, it is really easy to understand what this is. It is improving on Bitcoin by giving you privacy. It's unique because they've been the lead players in the space with their technology. And there's a lot of buzz. I mean, I read that Ed Snowden said it's the most exciting coin since Bitcoin. So that's interesting. You know, that's a huge plug for Zcash itself. And because of that, you know, the ratings for it are really high for me. I don't hold Zcash, but the short-term potential, I gave it a 3.8 and long-term is a 4.2. I think the biggest problem, again, is going to be, you know, concerns around law enforcement and regulating. Like Monero, a lot of criminal activity is, you know, stemming from purchasing Zcash, and there's a lot of unethical uses for it. So as long as they can get some PR to kind of combat that negative press, I think that they have a really solid product.
Zcash is interesting because we hear so much buzz around it. We hear so many people talking about it, and yet it's the 25th largest by crypto market cap. It's not in the top 10, which seems kind of disproportionate to the discussion that we hear around it, don't you think?
Yeah, no, and like we were talking earlier, it's funny that this is not, you know, one of the first five or six coins we reviewed. It's coming down the list as we do it by market trade volume. So it is interesting.
And my other question is, when you have a fully anonymous crypto, how do you keep it from being used for nefarious purposes? Because it seems to me, while anonymity is critical and really important just as a right or a civil liberty, that folks who are trying to, you know, do things where they want to be sneaky or they want to not be transparent with their activities will gravitate toward more anonymous currencies like Zcash. How do you keep it clean? How do you keep it honest in that sense?
I mean, I think that's the problem with a lot of the crypto to begin with. That's why people give crypto a bad name. They think it's all about the dark web and drugs and all that sort. So I think it's going to have to be a paradigm shift. And we'll see how that happens. I don't know what the answer would be.
Yeah, and like we often say, I mean, the true anonymous currency is cash. It's, you know, fiat currency that's untraceable. If you want to, like, do illegal activity, you just use dollars or your local currency. But what we want with crypto is a way to protect privacy, protect anonymity, and yet at the same time encourage transparent and truthful behavior. That's our mission.
Yep. And that seems to be the mission statement of Zcash as well.
That's a good way to end it. Thank you, Jessica. Thanks for listening.